Good afternoon, saints. Hello, saints. Hi. Okay. Well, you know, I was just thinking after hearing Jerry's presentation, realizing how close we are to the end of time, and we knew that when we came here, but to have it highlighted like this, it's kind of like some of you have been in the military. It's like going to boot camp. And in boot camp, you focus everything on preparation. Everything's intensified, and you're preparing for an inevitable battle. And that's kind of where we are today, isn't it? It's boot camp time. It's time to think about where we live. It's time to think about preparing for the end of time. And it's time to look at it from a spiritual point of view, not a fear point of view, and to really have that relationship with Jesus. And yet, we're told during these difficult times there's going to be many opportunities to work with the public. They may not like our theology eventually, but they're going to like our natural treatments. They're going to like our help. Because if you're properly trained, you'll be able to help many people in need. Well, this is our last teaching session. Tomorrow we're going to practice doing an expo. And Elizabeth, I saw you, now I don't see you. If Elizabeth is available, we can, okay, and we can point ahead to what we're going to do tomorrow. And I'd like to begin today's session by telling you a little bit about the Children's Expo. We've talked about the Adult Expo banners. How many Adult Expo banners are there? 16. And that's based on 2 per law of health. Well, in the children's set, we have 8, one for each law of health. This follows the same principle. Hi, Elizabeth, come on up. And in that one, we have a series of 8 banners, and Elizabeth has 4 of the 8 right here. Some of them are over in the other building. And they're just beautifully designed. They're just user-friendly for children. And there's a difference between what this set does and what the adult set does. The adult set is designed as a screening program for your communities. It's designed for what? A screening program where you can take their blood pressure and do the step test up here, and that you can do the computer health age appraisal, and you can use the peak flow meter and the body fat. That's a screening program, and that appeals to the adults. But the children, they don't want a screening program. They want to play. And so the Children's Expo, the Children's Health Activity Expo, has designed young people's activities centered around each of the 8 principles. So when they come to the nutrition booth, they have the food pyramid that they can, an actual wood food pyramid, like shelves, and there to place on each shelf the foods that relate to the category according to the food pyramid. What's at the bottom of the food pyramid, class? Ketchup? No. Grains. All right, the base of the pyramid is grains. What's the next level? Fruits and vegetables. Okay. Now, if you don't know the rest, I don't care. But that's the base of it. And so the children have to pick foods, like a box of cereal goes what shelf? The bottom shelf. And a banana goes on the second shelf. And a broccoli goes on the second shelf. And the oil goes on the top shelf with the sugar. Okay? Because those things we use more sparingly. And so during so many, 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes, they're putting different things as a little group together. And then they rotate on when the whistle blows to the next station, and they just go on around doing different activities, and they have a great time. And when they finish, they've learned quite a few health principles. They even get together at the end and sing a health song that's been written to the tune of Jesus Loves Me. So it's interesting. So when you get this set of banners, which sell for $649 for all 8 of them, and their roll-up frames and their cases to carry them in and everything, and the activity CD with everything you need right on the CD so you can print off the manual for your helpers and all the little pages the kids color or fill in, their activity sheets. Everything's on that CD. It's a package. You're ready to go. That $6.49. And actually, Elizabeth, I think if anyone is interested in this set that she has, she's willing to sell it for a discount. So if you want to see her anytime today or whatever, if you're interested in it, she would make it available to you as well. Now, tomorrow, Elizabeth, let's talk about tomorrow for a minute. We're going to do a health expo. Come on over here, would you please? I'm friendly. At least my wife said so. Okay.
Tomorrow is going to be really exciting. We're going to be doing a health expo for the teenagers and the juniors. And the goal for that is so that they get to experience the whole expo atmosphere and go through all the screenings. Because next year, as we know, we're going to open it up to the community, and we want the young people to be part of it. And it's going to help them, the high school students, going to help them for service credits as well, too. So tomorrow, we're going to volunteer, and we're going to do the booths while the teenagers go through it. So we'll service them.
So
it's going to be at the youth building, like we did on Sunday.
So it's going to be you and me and Phoebe and the rest are going to watch us?
No.
Oh, really? How are we going to do this?
Everybody is going to pick which booth they want to work at, or at least some of you, and you're going to work one of the booths. You're going to choose which one you want to do.
How many did body fat scale with us yesterday? Okay. Was that real complicated? No. How many did the peak flow meter? Okay. How many have been doing some massage? Okay. So, and we'll do some more today.
Right.
So we need help with that. How many will help us tomorrow during the same hour? It's just right during camp meeting. Can't we? Let's roll up our sleeves and get involved. And we'll, at the end of our session today, before we dismiss, we'll try to figure out who will help where then.
Right, and then pick a time. We need to pick a time at which we can, before the expo tomorrow, that we can just go over everything, make sure everybody knows what they're doing.
Ooh, that's mission impossible because Jerry's going to use all his time as usual. So you...
Right after, I guess, maybe. Oh, no, wait a minute, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is the expo. So
yeah, what do you mean?
Today.
Well, unless they came right after lunch for a little time, we could kind of go over the stations. We could be there right after lunch. Let's say at 1:30. What if we were there from 1:30? We got from 1:30 to 2:30 free. And we could try to decide this afternoon, before we finish, what areas you could help with, and just maybe put your name down so we know who to look for.
And we also have still some of the volunteers from Sunday who said they're going to come up and volunteer for Thursday,
good,
too. So we're not going to be too deficient. We just want to open it up to you. If you want to help, we're willing to show you what you got to do. Each person that volunteered on Sunday, I spent maybe 10 minutes with them, showed them what they had to do. They did it, and they looked like they knew how to do it for a long time. They
look, well, you know, Elizabeth,
so it doesn't take a long time to
doing
learn
it tomorrow on the young people will mean that everyone that helps will leave here saying, you know what, I know I could do an expo too.
Amen.
Instead of just sitting here and listening to it, you have helped see it happen and saw the people going around the station to station, and so it'll be the best final part of our class.
Right, and we're also going to have some food sampling. That's going to be really nice.
That's for the teenagers.
For the teenagers. Adults can come and do the food sampling too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And also we're going to be giving out free water bottles.
Oh, awesome. Okay. To especially the ones that help.
Especially to the ones that help. They'll okay. get them first.
All right. Well, we should have that should be very practical tomorrow to be able to do that, and that would help prepare a team for next year to work with the community. Okay, let me just show you a few pictures then from a health expo, I'm sorry, the Children's Health Expo. These programs were originally designed in Europe by a French nutritionist, and Valerie Dufour put this together, and I market them for her, and they're going all over the world right now. In fact, the General Conference would actually like to own them. Here, do you see the stand there? That's the food pyramid. And one of your, if you do this at home and you get these materials, one of your men who likes to do carpentry work to make you a little frame for your own pyramid, and then the children can fill in with the different groceries that you buy. And they just love it. It just really gets them involved. And they're timed as to how quick they have to do this. So they've got to hear the concept and then quickly put it to practice and then eventually shift on to another one. What about the water and the air? They show them that air has volume and it also has weight. They have a little balance here. And the kiddos fill up the balloons and notice that the bigger the balloon, the more the weight. And the things that they don't normally think about that they can see here. Sorry, it's a little light in here to see them real well, but see the children in little groups. By the way, if you own this set, not only could you do this for a screening program in your community, but you can also go into the schools, because your nurses are going to be very happy and your school health people that you could come in and offer to do this. And so if you had a classroom of 30 kids coming, you'd divide them into 8 groups, right? One for each station. And you just get them all divided into 8s, and they just start station to station to station, and they rotate. So they don't have to start at station 1. Part of them start at 1, but part of them start at station 2, and part of them station number 3, and so forth. There they have a little, fix up some little boxes, and you put in objects that they feel, and they try to identify what those objects are in a certain amount of time. And they really enjoy the different activities. Sorry, we can't read what it says right underneath it there. The man's explaining to them. We recently did this in our Dunlap church just a couple of weeks ago, and we had an adult and a teenager teamed up together. You want an adult at each station to keep it on time and make sure the teenager's flowing well, but we did it together here. They're doing the exercise. Real pretty pictures. Here's Valerie herself, the one that designed it, explained it to the children, and activities that they do. There's a wide variety of things for them to do and to try out. And here they're sitting down and listening for a while about temperance, and then they go on the roller bola to try to balance, because our lives need to be balanced. It's really interesting how it all is put together. The importance of water. How much water do the animals drink? And you take some blue styrofoam sheets from Lowe's or Home Depot and you cut them into squares like ice cubes. And then you fill up the buckets, and they have so much time to feed the camel or whatever animal that they happen to be highlighting as they talk about how much water animals need to drink. And finally, how much water do you need to drink, and so forth. So it makes up. And so he's about to time them as they're going to feed their ice cubes to one of the animals. So they really enjoy it with the little animals. In Dunlap, one of our church members has a pet rabbit and a pet dog and a pet... they have a cat. I don't know if they brought the two. And they'd lie down together, and at this booth, it was so cute to see the little fluffy animals and be friends with each other, and the children came by and could pet them. And then at the end, they sing the song, the health song. And... on the CD are all the details for organizing it and all the things that you need to do it with. And then at the end they sing, My Happiness Will Be. Great. And it's like I say, I will eat fruits and veggies, doing like the chimpanzee, go to bed early at night with the cola, he is right. All together. Yes, this will I do. Yes, this I will do. Yes, this will I do today and every day. See, I need to practice, don't I? But it's real simple. And so there are several different verses to it. And they do that at the end. And that's really nice. And you could adjust it if you wanted to. So that's a little bit about the Children's Health Expo. While we're on that, then, so how much is the Children's Health Expo package? Anyone remember? $649. Do you know, typically, if you buy one roll-up frame, if you could try to go online and order one roll-up banner with your design on it, fully developed, and give it to the printer, you pay $250 for one roll-up stand with the banner printed in multi. This is six-color printing. And so you're getting the whole set for $649, including all the years of study that went behind it and put on that CD so that it's ready to go. So it's really worth several thousand dollars in real cash, but it's not. Same way with the adult banners. The adult banners, when I first started looking into printing them, was about $5,000, and we were able to get it down by printing large quantities. And the Lord has blessed us, and we've gotten the price down to a $13.95 package now, where you get all 16 of the banners. And if we could get help to pass out the brochures, we'll give you each of one of our brochures, so you have our phone number and our emails. But you'll have a picture of both sets of banners, half of them. The brochure has room to show half of the adult set and half of the children's set, and the Abundant Living Health Nugget CD. That's all there. And that way you'll have that for you. There's no prices in there. You can just jot it down if you want to. But just so you know, that's available and what it costs. Now, what do you get for $13.95? It'll take me just a minute more to show you all together what's included. But besides the 16 banners that are of this size, same frames and same size that I showed you some of them yesterday that roll up and down and put away and have their own carrying case, you can buy just the banners and the frames for $11.95, but we give you nearly $300 worth of screening equipment in part of that $13.95 package. And in that package then, you get a brand new peak flow meter and your first 100 mouthpieces. This is why it's called a starter kit. It's just to get you going. Now, you'll never need to order another a peak flow meter. They'll last for years and years. Unless you're doing a large expo and you have so many people, you might want to have a couple of them. But I mean, as far as getting started, this will get you going. Then you get the complete Her Health Expo manual. You got 14 pages. The manual itself is 32 pages, just the manual, and it has a lot more detail for you in the full manual. Then you have a section in the manual called Handouts to be Printed in Quantity. We made it very convenient for you so that when you think, well, now what am I going to put on the table for these people? How can I counsel them about their blood pressure and what's normal? Well, right in the second section is, I may lose these mouthpieces if I'm not careful, are some of the handouts that you're going to want to print in order to give that to the people for each station. And so here's one on the blood pressure. The first one was the personal health record that they get at the door, and you print this page and then cut them in half, and that way you have some for everybody. And here's your Discover Your Health Age. Now, one thing I find that a lot of people make a mistake about, and I'll just mention it here, and I'll see if you remember it, if you get the set, and that is, when you print these forms, if you don't print them from the manual, and you print the health age forms from the CD that you get with the program, could you get that out for me, Phoebe? It's fine to print the form from the CD if you make sure your printer prints it at 100% size. Most printers scale down your page to give you some margins, don't they? They give you three quarters of an inch at the top and 1 inch by the side. But you want to change the printer settings to be 100% with no scaling. Otherwise, when you take and pre-print this results page, there's little boxes here that the computer's going to put in when it prints the final results of how old they are according to their health habits, and they won't line up properly. And on the way to West Virginia, we got a phone call on our cell phone, and someone was just getting ready to do their expo. They said, "We can't get this to work. We've done everything we can, but they're not matching." And they were home, and they opened up their computer, and sure enough, they were printing at 75% size. Well, it will never work. So if you don't want to get into that problem, you don't know what I'm talking about, scaling your printer, just print this page. It's already 100%. And so what we've tried to do is make the manual very easy for you to be able to print what you need to do. This is the You'll get in the starter kit also the computer program, Discover Your Health Age. This is based on the Breslow Health Study that was done in Alameda County, a 9-year study on 10,000 people looking at their health habits and seeing which ones lived the longest and why. And they found 7 reasons for longevity. And it had to do with people who ate a good breakfast, no other meal was as important, who didn't eat between meals, and who got 7 to 8 hours sleep, and so forth and so on. And so it is, and this has about 10 different languages. So whether you want to do it in French or English or Spanish or in Ukrainian or Russian, in German, we've put all of that on here. There's another company that makes this, but it's $200 for the same thing for one language, and then they want you to buy all the forms from them because they're copyrighted. Nothing's copyrighted. This was made for you so that it could be less expensive and be part of a package. We also have a massage training video, and that is the massage that Phoebe's been teaching you. If you want to teach your own church how to do it, you can put the video on and have them watch that and even practice with you, so that if you're not equipped to do it and don't have the background, but you'd like something to use visually, that's in the package as well. Then we have a height chart that is both in inches and centimeters. That is, you just put it right on the floor at the bottom, and then it's the right height, and you pin it against the wall or make a board for it in a frame, and that way the people can stand next to it and catch their height. You know, a lot of people are not sure how tall they are, and when they're doing a screening program, they like to check it out anyway. So it's interesting that people do like to know if they've changed any or whatever. So it's nice to have that as well. So those are some of the things that come right in the starter kit, and I guess the biggest thing of all is the Omron scale, which is one of the best quality scales that are made in America, and this is the scale that we were training on yesterday. We do also sell the Tanita scale, which is another quality scale, and it's able to weigh in kilograms as well as in pounds. This one does not, and that scale we usually sell to people going overseas so they could switch it to kilograms, but this is a better quality scale, we think, overall for use here in America. So that's what you get as a starter kit. That helps you to man your different stations with equipment. Now, one thing we didn't put in the box was blood pressure monitors, because most of our churches, there's a few nurses that already have their own equipment, and it's better than might be in the box. So we don't try to put anything in here that would increase the price, because we're trying to keep the price as reasonable as possible. All right, so it's $13.95 for all 16 banners and the starter kit, and that price is good through the end of General Conference. After General Conference, the price is going up because our printing costs have gone up, but we're leaving it at camp meeting here the same price we've had now for the last 2 or 3 years. But after General Conference, in about 3 weeks, the price will go up. So if you're interested, want to go home and talk to your church, did you all get the brochure? Go back and talk to your church, your church boards. If you want to order something, if you contact us between now and the end of General Conference, remind us we were at camp meeting, you'll still get this price if you'd like. And if you're interested in selling it today, just see us afterwards. Any questions on either set that you might have? After General Conference, the price for the adult is $14.50. And we don't have it settled if there's going to be a change quite yet on the children's or not. Yes. Yes. You know, if you're having a public evangelistic series, and you could advertise that you're doing a children's activity program, health program, and put some of the pictures in there in your brochure, parents are going to be very interested when they come to the meetings to know that their children are getting a quality program too. So that works very nicely. When was the other occasion? Vacation Bible School, to incorporate that into the program. So you can use these over and over again, and like I say, and then you contact your school people, show them the brochure, and explain to them that this is available to help them educate their children, and they're going to be very interested as well. Anyone else have a question or a point? Yes. Either, but I'm talking about public schools. We're going to be doing it. Well, it's true. A lot of people are sensitive about that today, but this one, you notice it doesn't say trust in God. It says trust. And so we don't make an issue of it, and they're not praying. You see, they're family trust. So it's never been an issue so far, and I don't think it will be. Do we consider West Virginia part of the Bible Belt or the eastern part of us? But anyway, I mean, you know, you're more conservative in these areas, so I suppose people are more favorable anyway. But I think the public schools that I've talked to seem quite comfortable. Okay. Sorry, yeah. We have banners that are multiracial. We have what we call the African American set as well. And I think, yeah, in the brochure there wasn't room to show it. But if you come up afterwards, I have my notebook and I can show you what it looks like. And we've added some African American people to it as well, and Hispanic. We have what we call the multiculture and the African American. Eventually we'll just have the multiculture, because you know, there really isn't just an African-American culture or just a Western culture. At least in America, we're all pretty blended, and we need some of all of us in there. And so we are moved toward that direction as well. Good question. Any other ones? Okay. Let's go ahead then, and I'll mention some of the other materials that we have. If you were to buy some of the, you can buy individual things from us if you'd like from time to time. Just give us a call or look on our website. You have our website address on the front of your little Health Expo manual that you got yesterday. You also have it on the brochure you got today. So you have our phone number, you have my email, you have the website. So three different ways to contact us. These scales, either the Omron or the Tanita, sell for $79 plus shipping. We have three of them here that have been used once for demos, and they're $60 if anybody wants to pick up a scale today at a reduced price and no shipping. We have nothing to urge, it's just that it's here and it's available. We also have all the Health Expo banners. We have printed them in a set of laminated posters as well. So it's the same design, but like if you were in a doctor's office or in a schoolroom, in a church school, and you want to have the different ones up or rotate them for the children on a bulletin board, these are available. They're $39 a set, and there's 16 of those. There's eight of those, because we put two on one page, but it's laminated and lasts for years. We have it in English and Spanish here, and we have the older version because we've been doing this for a number of years, and originally we printed them in what's represented in this style here, and so I still have some of those available. There's 16 of those, and it's the same price for $39. The manuals we brought a few extra of the full manuals with us. If you are interested in all the manual with all the sections in it, that's $20. Then I don't know how many of you know Dr. Winston Craig, who heads up the Department of Nutrition at Andrews University. But he's often been a speaker at the Wildwood Retreat and the Wildwood Lifestyle Center seminar. He's a very reliable nutritionist. I really appreciate him. And he did this series. It's a DVD series of numerous lectures here that were selling for like $60 or $70 at Weimar. And he's let me have a supply of them. I don't have a lot of them, but they're only $20 if you're interested in one of them. And it's got a lot of very basic information, nutrition questions that you might be interested in. And I have just five of those. So if you'll see me afterwards, or Elizabeth, I'm reserving you one. So there's four more. Okay, I think that's it on that. Sometimes when you're doing the Health Expo program, when I have one used peak flow meter, instead of 35, it's 20. If someone needs an extra one, that's available. I got this a couple of years ago at Walmart, because when you do the step test, you want a 9-inch step. And so this was available. I think we paid $20 for it, still have part of the paperwork. And if anyone needs one, I've got this extra one. It's $10. Elizabeth has gotten these. I'm sure they're more expensive than that, but they're very nice. And those, how much do those cost? $30. Yeah. Uh-huh. And where do you get these?
Walmart.
It's a little less than nine, isn't it? Well, it fits the protocol. The 9 inches is the protocol. But anyway, that's maybe close enough for the exercise step test, but it's a nice solid one, so that's very good. Any questions about the things I've shared with you so far? Okay, and then would you slip down on Phoebe, one of them, just to show them? We manufacture the Health Expo vest because, again, when people walk in, you know, if we all have different clothes on, it's hard to tell who's in charge and who isn't. So it's nice to have something that's very simple to use and simple to take care of. So there's no sleeves to launder or to sweat into or whatever. People can wear them and they're easy to freshen up. And we have three different sizes. They cost $11 each if you were to buy just a couple of them singly. But if you buy 25 or more, which is usually what most people would like, you can mix the sizes and they're only $8 a piece and they'll last you quite a few years. So it gives you a nice flavor for the Health Expo. Okay? Thank you. Okay, now I'll tell you a little bit about some other things that you can use for your Health Expo that are nice. The things I'm showing you now, we don't sell, but the next few things I show you come from the Health Connection. The North American division has the Health Connection, and if you call the General Conference, they'll connect you to it. I know the General Conference number is like 301-680-6000. If you call the main switchboard and say, could I have Health Connection? Or if you Google Health Connection, you can find their 800 number and not pay the phone call. But anyway, when I bought this several years ago, it was $20. And it's an inflatable cigarette, looking cigarette, right? And it has on it a number of the toxins that are typically in a cigarette. And so we'd like to use this in the temperance table and having someone that's like a good call porter that really can explain things to people aggressively and help them to understand the dangers of smoking, especially for young people. And so that's nice to have on your table as well. Then they have what's called the body vest. It's not made for a very big person. A small adult could wear it, but we generally find a teenager to wear it. When we did with Mark Finley in Chattanooga, we had a student from Southern Adventist University, and he got in this little vest and put it on. And so it just slips over your head and front and back. And each of the organs are Velcroed and can come off if you want to give a little health talk about the importance of digestion and fiber in the diet and how long it takes to digest your food and why it's better not to eat between meals. And you could just go on and on and on with the vest. I'm sorry I don't remember the price, but it wasn't very expensive. And you can wear this on the head for talking about the brain. It's a little accessory. So it's kind of nice to have some of these things to help liven up a corner of your expo. If you're doing just an adult expo, it's nice to have a corner where there's a carpet and the little children can play with some people supervising, and nearby the older children can especially maybe have a corner to do something. Or you can combine the adult expo and the children's expo. So there's different ways to do it. As I said, flexibility is a good thing. Do you really know how to keep your hands clean? You know, we tell people a lot of diseases are passed on just by the shake of a hand or touching the doorknob or the telephone, and especially at flu time when everybody's worried about it, you know, we get a little paranoid about having our hands clean. Well, this is called a germ powder, and it's powder that has the fluorescent coloring in it, and when you get just the slightest bit on your hands, it doesn't take very much. I've had this one bottle for a couple of years, actually. You just put a little bit on the children's hands and let them spread it around on their hand, and then suggest to them they run out to the drinking fountain or the bathroom and give a quick wash of their hands, or and just say, go wash your hands and come back and we'll check you. And so then they come back and you take the little fluorescent light, again available from the same source that I told you, and you can see where they don't get between their fingers and so on as you put the lamp on their hand. And just to emphasize the importance of washing your hands thoroughly. So that's kind of fun to do with them too. And then the last thing that we have is called the temperance goggles. They may have a different name for them. It comes with its own instruction sheet. And when I bought this several years ago, it costs a little over $100, and it probably still does, $125, and which is quite a bit, but it's designed, it'll last you the next 100 years. You know, so it's not very fragile, and it's very nice. What this does is it just helps to illustrate the effects of alcohol. When people drink alcohol, they tend to feel like that they're fine. In fact, when they drink a few alcoholic drinks, they just feel they can drive well, they can walk well, and they're fairly very cocky about it. Well, this is just sort of simulating what happens when people have that happen to their brain, and they think they can walk a straight line or do anything. We say, well, why don't you try these temperance goggles? It's sort of like having a couple of beers, and let's see how well you can do to walk the straight line. And you really literally can't walk a straight line if you look through the goggles and try to do it, because the lenses distort your vision like alcohol does, and it's hard to do that. So let's see. Could I have you come up here and try that? We're going to, instead of having, what you can do is take a piece of masking tape on the floor and have them walk that, but we're going to have her use the beanbag. Your name is?
Tara.
Okay, Tara. Did you have a good lunch today?
Yeah.
Did you have anything to drink?
Water.
Okay. Well, we're just checking and to see. Would you put these on? You can put them on with or without your glasses. It might go over them. And I'm going to ask you to try to...
Okay.
All right. Now, do you want to lift them up just for a minute? Because I want you to see what I'm going to do. Now, if I put this about here, is that a... You think you could throw the beanbag and this far? Okay. All right. So I'm going to put it right here, and I'm going to ask you to look through the glasses now.
Okay.
Put them on, and we're going to just see what kind of lunch you really had. All right. Here's your beanbag.
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? All right. Just go ahead and throw it right into the basket. Did you see which way she threw that? She was about 3 feet off. Because it distorted her vision. And so where she thought the bucket was, and you know, she threw it off at that direction. And that's almost what everybody does. And if you want to come up, if we have time afterwards, we'll let you try it as well. Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
And so people of all ages, Mark Finley himself has tried these. And it's fun to do that, or to have them try to walk the line, and they generally walk on an angle as well. So those are available from the Health Connection via the North American Division. Okay, what other items do we have that we want to cover? Yes? Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, I didn't realize that. I wonder, what's the price of the goggles if you're an Adventist? Do you know? Uh-huh. Okay. Now, put that in my briefcase, would you? There's a series of brochures that we have written that are published by Hamlin Publication, an Adventist printer in Michigan. And if you do Hamlin Publication on Google, you can get his 800 number. It's also in the full manual. And there's eight of them in color. They're beautifully printed. They're printed on two sides, and you can use those in your different stations. In addition to that, I have made some specific ones that say what the blood pressure should be and how much water to drink. And those are just printable from your notebook, but it's nice to have both, but you have to pre-order in order to have them there in time for your expo, and he sells them very reasonably. Okay. Now we want to show you about the hydro booth, the water booth. We want to look at the step test, and we want to practice the massage before we finish. And after that, we'll talk about who can do which station. And do you have the health aid and a computer in the other room to do that? Okay. The well source. Okay. That's fine. You can use whatever you have. We don't mind. All right. Let's see if we could do the step test. I'd like to have several volunteers. I need two volunteers to do the step test. It takes 3 minutes, and you step up and down on these step stools, and we could ask you to come up closer, too, when we get ready to go here, and you can see it better. Yes, sir? You'll volunteer. Okay. All right. We need one more person for the step test. Okay. Then we have two young people to volunteer. All right. And then who's good at doing the pulses. I need two people who will take their pulse when they finish. All right? One and two. Okay, our two ladies will do that. All right, well, come on up, the four of you, and let's get ready to do that. And I'd like to ask the rest of you, if you'd like, come on up, either stand around us or take a front row or nearby. I'll move this so you can see how we do it, because this is probably where people make mistakes more easily than any of the screening programs, because you really have to be quite timely. Now, they're going to get their resting pulse. In the exercise step test, you get the pulse three times. You get their resting pulse, you get an exercise pulse, and then you get the recovery pulse 5 minutes after they're done. And the paper, we give you a protocol. It's in the full manual. It tells you how to do this Harvard step test. And now, normally, you don't have to do what they're doing to take their resting pulse. Why? Because they got it at an earlier station. When they walked in the door, they got their pulse taken and their blood pressure, and it's already on their record that they have a resting pulse. That just saves you time from doing it later on. So, are you Brother Larry? Your name is Larry. And again, Tara, have either one of you had any heart complications?
At one time I had a little bit, yeah.
I see. And do you exercise regularly?
I walk a mile almost every day.
You do?
Haven't since I've been up here, but I do.
Okay. He's okay. All right. We do have a medical questionnaire we can go through and they can sign. We're gonna trust their camp meeting health that it's fine today. All right. Now, what we'd like you to do is that you're going to be exercising for 3 minutes, and it's really a lot easier to do this test with two people, because it's just as easy to manage two people as it is to do one, as long as you have enough people to do their recovery rates afterwards, because you can't have one waiting while you do the other one. But it also encourages the people that are doing it. It's easier for them psychologically than doing it alone. Now, I'm going to want you to watch this clock. Larry, can you see that clock? Every time, notice I've got a sweep hand here. Now, I don't know, you can use different kinds of things, but every time the clock clicks, you either need to be going up or you need to be going down. So, like, click one is up, down, click two. Let's see if I can... You don't hear good. All right. Well, can you see the hand moving?
I can see the hand.
Okay. Every time. Well, if you watch Tara, did I say it right?
Tara. Every time the second hand moves.
Every time she moves, you move. Okay. Just follow this young lady. Okay. So when it goes click, they go up. When it goes click, they go down. So our job is to get them in the right cadence. And once they kind of hear you coach them, I may have to say them a little faster, but once I get them in rhythm and they watch the clock, I don't have to do it the rest of the time, because it's easy to watch the clock. Otherwise, if you're doing it this way, they don't really know what's going on very well. Now, it's also nice to have an actual timer, Because when you got lots of people around, it's easy to get confused, and it's terrible if you've had my experience and think, oh my goodness, are they on 2 minutes or is it 3 minutes already? You know, and you're not sure. That's not good either. And so it's easy to get confused. So, and I generally wait and start them either at the bottom or the top. You know, I don't start at 10 seconds after, just to make it a little easier on myself that I have a good starting point. In this case, we're going to start on the 12. And I think just so you can see it easier, I'll hold it up here and we'll get you started. So you've got about a little less, about 15 seconds. So come right up to the edge of the stool and you kind of watch her, and she's going to be watching the clock for us. And as soon as you get to the 12, you start up and then down on the second. Ready? Start. Up, down. Up, down. A little faster. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. How are they doing? Good. Cadence. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Just a little behind it. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. If you get tired, you can quit any time. Don't push yourself. Up, down, up, down, up, down. They're getting the rhythm now.
It's Madison. Oh, great.
All right, you've got your first minute done. We're going for number two. 3 minutes altogether. You're over a third done. How's that sound? Now, when you take a pulse, you could take the pulse for 60 seconds and find out what it is, or you can take it for 15 seconds and multiply it by 4. But when they finish, we can do it that way, or we can do it for 10 seconds and multiply it by 6. We want to get the peak of their pulse when they finish. But you know, actually, it's almost easier to take 15 seconds because it... Right after exercise, it's a little hard to even get it for the first second or two. So maybe take it for 15 seconds. And I've got a couple of chairs here. They can sit down over here rather than do it standing up right after they're done. All right, so they've done 2 minutes. You're on the downhill side, 55 more seconds. Gonna make it? Maybe. Doing fine. How do you feel?
Okay.
All right. Their color's looking mighty good, and it's awful warm to do this. But you,
warm, all right.
Yes. But it's good to practice this way, isn't it? And you see how nice it is with two people doing it together.
Yeah, they got the rhythm going.
All right, we're on the downhill stretch, 20 more seconds, and then we're going to have them, you'll take the farthest seat, and Brother Larry will take this seat, and you'll sit down in just a minute so we can get your pulse. 5 more seconds.
3, 2.
You're finished. Thank you. God bless you. Let's give them a hand. All right. That was very good. I wouldn't want to do that today myself, actually. I'm getting... Okay. Now, their pulse is obviously going to be raised from their resting pulse, but what should it be in 5 minutes? Same as their original resting pulse. It should go back down. Well, I mean, right now, they're, you know, he worked pretty hard. But if your body is able to carry the oxygen and recover, and your arteries elastic enough to refresh themselves, this exercise is designed that you're back to normal in 5 minutes if you're in good basic physical condition. And it's not unusual that that's the way it turns out. Okay, you're going to get, you have your blankets and everything ready? For the next one. Okay. Pardon? Okay, who's going to be your patient? What was your name again?
Linda.
Linda. Would you like to be Phoebe's patient for hydro? Okay. She'll take good care of you. She'll cure you. Yeah, I'm afraid. We'll try to do it short. A short one. This is not for you, so don't worry. You wonder, maybe we're putting him to bed. Okay. Now, when you try to find someone in your church to do this particular station, I mean, anybody in the church could give out water. And if it's summertime, for sure, you want to give out water to people and encourage the idea of drinking and some little brochure about the importance of drinking. Most people do not drink enough water, and they drink too many other things that are actually dehydrating. So we like to give them a little information about that. But you need to find a mom who's raised kids with natural remedies. And there's usually always somebody in the church that's a homeschooler, and she's used natural remedies for her children and so forth. Okay? How close are we to the 5 minutes? How soon is 5 minutes up? Okay. You'll be back? Okay. Oh. Okay.
The only time I drink enough water is when I'm working real hard in the garden.
That's
real hot. That
uh-huh.
I drink my quota then.
No, you do. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Okay. Okay, Linda's going to help us. Try your throne. In reality, in our health expos, we show them how to do the hot foot bath, but we do not use water. We don't take the time to use water. It's just unnecessary. It's messy, and they can understand that. Do you use hot and cold, Phoebe? Actually, do you have two buckets normally, or just a fever treatment? Hot foot bath. So she'll show you this hot foot bath and what it's good for. We're almost finishing here, so we'll go ahead and zero in on their recovery pulse and see how we do. Could you tell us the original pulses?
The original for him was 68.
Okay, Larry was 68 and Tara was?
92.
Huh? 92 and 68, okay. Ready? Let's get the recovery rates. So it's been 5 minutes. So when we do this, I like to have one person who's in charge of doing the test and leave him free just to do the test and focus on that, and then a couple of other people to do this sort of thing, to do the pulses, and leave that testing person free. Because now I could start testing some more people while they're doing the recovery rate. So we could, you know, we could easily use three people to do this particular station, or you can use one or two people, one person. If you are short of help, you just use one stand and do one person at a time. Then you could just use one person. Okay. What's our results? Oh, okay. Now she had 92 was her resting pulse. She only went up to 104? Oh. Okay, and then she came back to 80. So this shows that she needs to do the step test more often because it actually brought her down below what she started. Congratulations. And for Brother Larry?
He started off with 68 and he's 72 right now.
And he's almost back to the same. He just statistically he's back to the same. Let's give them both a hand. That is very good. And on a hot day.
Yes, you're through. Thank you.
What did he get up to?
Oh, and what?
Up to 112.
And that's very good.
That's very good.
Yeah. Well, you guys are a blessing. All right, Phoebe, what's this all about?
It's a hot foot bath. Can everybody hear me? Okay. I think I'll spare her being all wrapped up. But you know, when you have the flu or a bad nasal congestion, it feels good to get a hot foot bath because you're usually chilly, even in the hot summer. Oh.
Okay.
So the equipment that you need is the chair with a blanket and a sheet inside of it. Sometimes that sheet can be the like a blanket too, like a sheet blanket, so it's more absorbent. Anyway, you have water to cover the ankles, and that's a good pan that we have there. Now, actually, it could be placed the other way, though, I suppose, to give you more foot room.
Oh, yeah. We want to make her absolutely comfortable, so now, well, she doesn't have very big feet, so that probably wasn't necessary.
I think it's too hot. Makes me too hot.
Okay.
Then,
but if my feet were in there, that would have been better to have turned it.
Yeah. Test the water if you don't have any other way, either with your elbow or on your wrist. But it should be comfortably
104.
Warm, hot. Yeah, 102 to 104 maybe. Sometimes we say their temperature, and if they have a fever, then it could be warmer. But you have a little bucket, which I have here in my hand, with ice in it. Mm-hmm. And you have a nice washcloth in that ice water for their head. You can also have a paper, a hand towel that you can wet and put around their neck, because you want to keep the head as cool as possible. So you can put the washcloth and wipe their face and have it even on top of their head a little, but then keep it in the ice and wringing it out and putting it back on their neck and keep their head cool. Then you have a pitcher. The pitcher is for extra hot water that you can add to what water you have in the bucket already to keep their feet hot. And it's 20 minutes usually from when you start until you finish, and keep their head and their face cool. And when you finish, the ice water serves as a good ice pour over their feet before you dry them with a nice towel and get the feet nice and dry. You close those pores, and their face has already been wiped with the cold, so, you know, wipe them as well as possible. And then they can lay down, and they should rest at least a half an hour after they've had this treatment.
Okay, now tell us a little about what we're trying to accomplish. So why are we putting their feet in hot water?
Well, hot water helps to bring the congestion, you know, brings the circulation to the feet.
So it opens, dilates cold, those big vessels?
Opens the vessels of the feet, brings the circulation from a congested head. It's actually good for other things other than headaches and congestion in the head. It's good for congestion in the pelvic area, relieves the pain, sinus, yeah.
So when you put the feet in hot water, and if it can be a nice deep one, and it's part of the ankles and the lower part of the limbs are in the water, those large blood vessels open up. You only have so much volume blood in your whole body, and so it shifts toward that area, and particularly because she's putting the cold and the cool on the head, it's closing down those blood vessels partially and letting the blood leave the congested areas. And it's very, very relaxing and healing. Okay, any questions? How to do that? So we do this right during the expo, and you'll get a little group of people that stop at your table, and you can explain to them, maybe have a young person sitting there that you can practice on and show them how to do it. Yes, sir?
Would that work for a headache?
Yes, it works very well for a headache. In fact, if you have a headache and it's evening time, what's nice is to get your pajamas on and do your treatment. Maybe your spouse can help you with your treatment, or you can do it yourself. Put your feet in the hot water, get a nice cool washcloth, get on the edge of the bed, do your treatment, and then push the water away, wipe your feet, and roll over into bed, and you're finished. It's really, really nice. Yes?
I for my daughter for infection.
Ear infection, uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it helped for the ear infection. Again, it decongested that area. Now, another thing Phoebe does sometimes in our water booth is to also have a compress, shows them the neck compress that you can do for sore throat, and she also shows them how to make a poultice and with charcoal. And so there's several things you can do there, and we've made a few little handouts that are in the Health Expo manual, and you can print them out as well. And by the way, the only earache I've ever remembered I ever had in my life was as an adult, and it was terrible. And Phoebe would put a poultice on me and then use an ACE bandage. She took a charcoal poultice and laid it against the ear. And something inside of me, the skeptic side, even though I believed in natural remedies, said, you know, it's hard to believe that this charcoal poultice laying on the outside of my ear is going to really do a lot for my ear, my terrible infected sinus and ear. But it within minutes, the headache stopped, and I slept good all night. And the next morning, I hate to tell you what that charcoal thing smelled like. We took it off and put a new one on. In the 10 minutes it was taking her to take it off and put the new one on, the headache came back. Until she put the new one on, it went away again. And a day or two of doing that, it was completely healed up. God's remedies are powerful. And it's just so nice when our families know that and we can pass them on to other people.
I told you for the neighbor.
Give her the microphone.
I have a dearly neighbor whose whole family were sick the other day, a couple of months ago, and I told her about the charcoal. I told her to drink and to give to the kids. And her husband has kind of polycystic disease. So she called me asking if it was okay. And I was like, I don't know, I think so. So I Googled some information and I sent it to her. So everybody got well and they were so happy. So I gave her a book to read, The China Study. And a week and a half later, she came to me and said, you know, it has been a week and a half that we don't eat meat. We're going towards vegan. My husband was very resistant to read the book, but I told him he should read the book. And he read, they just started to read the book and changed right away. And so they're very happy and vegan and teaching other people at the school, wherever. She's already talking to other people about the benefits of charcoal and being vegetarian.
It's a nice way to reach our neighbors and friends. Okay. All right, any questions about the different screening programs? Okay, then... or if you think of one, before we dismiss, let us know. Let's think about tomorrow's program and how we could organize. The thing that we might need the most people at any one station is the massage, because it takes more people to do that, you know, if you have several people coming through. I would like to see us get as many of the younger ones to do that and our young parents to do that. For the young people that come in. Now, I don't know how they're going to respond as teenagers to the massage. A lot of them may just want to skip it. But if they see one or two getting it, then I think that's right, Elizabeth. They'll probably be fine too. So we need several fellows. Usually, here's the rule of thumb. You need at least a third more women or twice as many as you do men, because more women tend to come out and participate than men. Tomorrow, of course, it's kind of boys and girls. It might be more even than normal. But in a typical expo, in the community, you'll have more women come out for screening than the men do. Yes?
Also, if they meet at 4, give us a little time to practice, because the youth are not going to get there until 4:30. So we're not going to start the expo until 4:30, and it's going to run to 6:30.
Okay. All right. So just come at 4 o'clock. And we'll take stations. Who would be able to help with some of the massages? Would feel like you'd like to try that?
Chuck, they can come a little bit before that, but I'm saying that we're starting at 4:30.
Okay. Well, I thought that's what I meant. Come at 4. Should we come at 4 o'clock and we'll get organized? Even earlier. Okay. 3:30? Well, I'm just thinking they may be over here for the class. So. All right. How many would help with massage? Do we have some volunteers? One? But I need a few more people. Okay, for men, one man, two, a lady, and you would do it too? Okay. And if you want tomorrow, when you come in and want to go through the routine again, we'll do that right with you there. If we could recruit a couple more people, that would be helpful. Otherwise, they'll just get bottlenecked there and they will be standing around. There won't be enough people to do it. And okay, Phoebe would help. And you could help. All right, that'll be just about right. If we could find one more man, we have two men doing it, that would be good too. They probably won't stay all that long. Okay. And the lady behind you said she'd help in pink. Okay. This lady here, I would help. We have one man that's helping. Is there another one that might be interested in trying the massage? Anybody else feel like they could try it? Okay, how about blood pressures? We've got to see if we have some blood pressure instruments. Elizabeth, do you have anything for blood pressure? Okay, so you have people for that?
Yeah.
All right, how about someone to get their height? Who wants to do the heights?
I need somebody for that, and I'd like to buy your height chart.
Okay. All right, who would like to do heights? Just get people's heights. Okay, she'll do the height. Lady in blue. Sorry. Your name is? Mary? Mary. For heights. All right, so we've gotten the body fat scale. We should probably have two people. Okay, the two ladies there. That'd be the body fat. And what are we going to do at the water booth? Do we have water to give them? Were they giving out water? Do you give out water at the water booth?
Ben and Piper are going to be giving that nice water.
Okay.
And they're going to check also how much water they need
to
drink.
All right. Are we going to try to do the hydro demonstration for the teenagers? The natural remedies, you mean?
The water demo, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. All right, how about those to do the exercise step test? Okay. Exercise step test. Okay, do you want to help with that? All right, pulse. Who wants to manage this? The girls going up and down. Okay, Linda, she'll do at least the first hour, and then we can try to recruit someone else to do it. All right, and we need one more person for pulse that's good with pulses. Sandy. She said Sandy can maybe help with the pulses. Well, she could take the resting pulse, but we'll need someone that's free that could be at the booth. You may have to recruit someone for that.
She'll be taking the
exercise pulse and the recovery pulse. But we need two people doing it because we'll do two people at a time. Okay. So we need another one. All right, the peak flow meter. Okay, both of you, because we'll do two peak flow meters. Oh, okay. All right. And then we've talked about the chair massage and then the computer health age appraisal. Do you have someone that will do that? Okay, know how to do it. All right. And then some of us will help with health counseling at the end. Just give them a little bit of review of their... And you have a form for... You have the forms and everything? Okay. Now, some of you aren't assigned. Please come and just see if there's a spot you could help, or at least come and observe and see how it goes. And
we have somebody for something. We have the goggles.
Oh, okay. Then we can do that addition. We can use some of the... Okay. Anyone else want to do something that I didn't cover that you're interested in trying? This is your opportunity.
Also have eating samples.
Okay.
We have two people, but we need somebody else to do samples too.
All right, so you all come and you'll find a place to do something else too, and we'll have a nice time. What time are we going to meet tomorrow?
4:00.
4:00, and if you're free, come a little earlier, but at 4:00 if you can.